What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. And fuck Gen X.
What time is it? Do you know what time?
Yeah. What? Well, I at least know which part I'll screw up.
Oh, wait, whoa, Crimson. Or are you showing us this video of people being people on a stage? You know what I mean? It's just like Gen X just they took the fucking last bit of flavor of life. Like, literally, it just like here's a human being smoking a cigarette. Here's a human being tuning his guitar. Here's a human being putting his belt buckle on. Here's his human being, you know, just being a human being. Like, I fucking hate Gen X because they fucking marveled. Look at every Tarantino film. What fucking country are you from? Are you from any fucking place that talks what? And fucking all this edgy shit. What does Marcellus Wallace look like? Does he look like a Jew shekeling motherfucker? No, he looks like a... Like, dude, it just pisses me off. Because Gen Xers stole all the good shit. All the good shit. All of it. And check this out. Look, this is fucking Nirvana on their bullshit. Yeah.
I guarantee you I will screw this song up.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna fuck this up somehow. I'm gonna be a normal human being for a fraction of a second, and then I'm gonna play this hit song that you guys remember, and then God forbid, I'm gonna play another hit song that you guys remember, but I'm not gonna play it in the tuning that with this electric acoustic guitar. That's fucking beyond its model and beyond its age. Look at that. Look at that shit. Fucking three pickups. Three pickups and fucking three fucking tone buttons. And every single one of you cocksuckers are gonna sit there and be like, oh, Nirvana was the shit, man. No. Fuck you, Gen X. You stole everything. You didn't give us any fucking room, dude. You didn't give us any fucking room. What do you mean? We gave you tons of fucking ability to be characteristic and wise and all this other shit, right? Well, check this shit out. Watch. Just watch.
Did you know that in Clerks, Kevin Smith's first movie, it had a much darker ending than the actual one we got? Spoilers if you haven't seen the movie, which you absolutely should watch it. But Dante, the person...
And by the way, like, Clerks is literally... That is literally the fucking Smith's How Soon Is Now. Cinematically. Of the movie genre, like, of that generation. Clerks, like, if you were to think of Clerks, you're like, yep, that's Gen X.
The person who was never supposed to be even in the Quick Stop actually died in the original ending. The ending features an armed robber coming into the Quick Stop, and he immediately pulls a gun on Dante and shoots him, and then proceeds to rob the store. Obviously, this is an edgy ending that the young Kevin Smith wanted, but thankfully he changed it to the one that we ended up getting. But the...
Why is that? Why is that? Why is it that you couldn't give us the fucking creepy-ass ending? Fucking faggot. Oh, wait, is because you decided that it was too dark of an ending? God forbid. Dude, fuck all you Gen Xers. You stole everything from us. You couldn't even give us a fucking decent ending to to a film. That was like literally if he wasn't supposed to be there that night and he ends up getting shot, that would have been like the epitome of your generation, and it would have been like hindsight to us. Like, well, fuck that. We're not gonna do those jobs. We're gonna do better jobs. But no. You decided no, we're gonna be edgy. Dante fucking decides to work at a burger place. Part 2. Dante decides to be a better person. He decides to listen and read Chicken Soup for the Soul and Oprah Winfrey. Dante decides to file for retirement. Dude, fuck you, Gen Xers. Fuck all of you fucking cocksuckers. Here's the thing that pisses me off about you pieces of shit, is that you guys are fucking making fun of us millennials. Hey, guess what, dumbass? We fucking follow suit behind you. We admired you. We admired you. Like, we loved everything that you guys created. We fucking tried to follow suit. And guess what? Look at the world that it's in, because you guys didn't fucking wanna lead. You guys didn't wanna lead. You guys were just like, nah, man, it's gonna be this way. It's gonna be that way. We're gonna lead the world this way. No, you guys take over now. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. You're the reason why OnlyFans exists. When the internet was created, instead of policing it, what did you guys do? No, man, come on, let's just make fucking troll posts. Let's just make fun of the internet right now. Well, let's not police anything. Let's just fucking create like this RPG fucking world. All of you fucking queers, we're RPGing. When you should have been fucking policing it. Fuck all of you, dude. You guys are pieces of shit. Oh, well, what about fucking this ultimate chaos and this theory and that theory? And it's just like, nah, bro. It's too late now. It's too late now. It's too late fucking now. You guys had all that fucking experience, and here you are. Whatever. You're not allowed to complain now. You're not allowed to complain that the world is going into the tank the way that it is. We're gonna put it inside you deep, and it's your fucking fault. And you can't fucking point the finger at millennials anymore. We told you. We showed you. Remember the emo generation? And you guys were like, nah, those guys are going to be fucking fine. Those guys are going to be great. You guys should have been making fun of us. You guys should have been fucking ridiculing us. You guys should have been like, fuck you, you fucking stupid faggots. And what did you do? You praised us. You hailed us. And now look. Now look at the fucking shit that we're in. Fuck all of you, Gen Xers. You did it to yourselves. We could have been best friends, you fuck. We could have been drinking beers. We could have been laughing at Gen Z. Like, look at these fucking early looking forward to retirement motherfuckers. Look at these TikTokers. Making millions of dollars videotaping themselves. Whatever.
The original was filmed, and you can find it online pretty easily. Did you know that in Clerks...
Oh, wait.
Kevin Smith's first movie...
Wait, what? We could find it online pretty easily? Alright. Let's see, motherfucker. Clerks. Clerks. How about this? Oh, hold on. Original. Ending.
Is the thing that kind of made the movie what it is today. The original ending of the film, where something very out of the ordinary and out of character for this film happens, and a large debt of gratitude is due to John Pearson for the wise advice, the sage-like advice to cut this ending. And then it goes right into the final credits, and there's a tiny P.S. at the end where I kind of pop up, not as Bob, not as Silent Bob, and not as Kevin. I don't know who I am, but I got a very long ponytail. You'll see it.
But he likes faces. You're closed.
By the way, fruit pie is actually one of my favorite snacks. Fuck all of you. And yes, it's apple.
What, did you forget something?
Oh, I'm sorry, we're closed.
So there's a scene in Clerks that I wrote, and we never shot it. Yeah. We didn't shoot it because it would have been too expensive. And we were going to have to secure permission to shoot at a location that wasn't Quick Stop and RST, which we had the run of the house on.
Yeah.
And we would have had to get a casket and get extras, you know, to play mourners and whatnot. So we never shot it. It was a scene that, like, when I sent Moshe the script, it was the first scene he flagged, where he's just like, I don't know if we could do this. I don't know if this logistically will work out. So we never shot. It didn't hurt, because it actually...
it leaves more to the imagination.
It leaves more to the imagination. It doesn't... How about this? How about Gen X?
How did you guys do it? How did you stay out of the generational hate war?
We didn't stay out of it. It was just never an issue with us. Anybody born between like 75 and 89, you automatically started going to school with multicultures. So it was never an issue for us. White, black, and brown, we was holding it down since day one. We never looked at people as color and stuff like that. If we didn't like somebody, it's probably because they were just an asshole. Also, social media destroyed y'all's lives. All you younger folks, it just destroyed y'all's lives. They just promote hate and racism every single day, and it's starting to divide everybody. See, we didn't have technology like that. When I was in middle school and high school, we had pagers and shit. So, I mean, you wasn't texting racist shit on that. Yeah, we had the news and stuff, but we didn't watch the news. We was kids. We was outside. We was also not raised to be pussies and offended by everything. Somebody didn't like you. Your mom would be like, quit being a bitch and go find somebody else to kick it with. And we did. It was the greatest era ever. Like, we never knew so much about racism till now.
I mean, dude, I've been trying to find that video. By the way, I just randomly clicked it. And some of you are probably, like, enjoying the ride for what it is. But, dude, I've been trying to find that video for fucking ever. Fuck all of you Gen Xers, dude. You guys should have fucking said something to us a long time ago, being like, hey, bro, if you guys keep going down this direction, you guys are going to fucking lose validity in life. You guys are going to lose value in life. You guys aren't going to fucking, you know, find any kind of value in life if you guys keep doing this job, that job. You guys should have fucking looked after us. But instead, what'd you do? You cowered behind your fucking bills, your shit, your censorship. Dude, you didn't do anything for us. And so we had to fucking figure it out on our own. And then we voted the way that we did. And now you're in the situation that you're in. Go fuck yourself. And then here I am, guys like me, fucking telling Gen X or telling Gen Z, like, dude, do not vote this way. Stop fucking doing this. Stop fucking doing that. And they're the ones telling us, oh, you're a fucking faggot hater. You're a fucking nigger. You don't like niggers. Faggot. All this bullshit. It's such fucking dog shit, dude. Gen X, dude, you should have bullied us a little more. Fuck all of you. You guys fucked up. You guys should have bullied us just a little bit more, dude. Here's the problem. You guys left us alone. That was the fucking problem. Let's look at another video.
Let's talk a little bit about Generation X. The generation so terrifying they couldn't even give it a fucking name. So Gen Xers were raised in a very interesting period of time. They were raised by baby boomers, so they knew a very older and maybe kind of feral way to exist and live their life. But then they were also old enough, so when the internet and a lot of new technology started coming out, they also knew a lot more. So they had this kind of ability to cherry pick the best traits of baby boomers and millennials, which makes them some of the most dangerous fucking people in the world.
So why don't you teach us that? Why don't you fucking say, like, hey, bro, you know, the generation before us used to fucking fight Nazis. And here we go. Like, there's TV propaganda, and here's this shit, here's that shit, here we go. Here's the shit we cherry-picked. No, what did you do? You sat at home.
Most of the Gen Xers I knew either went to the military, went to rehab, or went to jail. That means the ones that are left are fucking survivors. So for as many changes in music and style and culture that you think you've been through in the last 50 years, they've been through the most. Also, mental illness wasn't trendy back then. So any kind of mental illness that they had, they usually didn't get any treatment.
No, you kept it to yourselves. You kept it fucking quiet. You were like, nah, bro, I'm good. I'm not schizophrenic. I'm not fucking, you know. What was it? It turns out, like, there was, like, this study that was done about our musicians. And then fucking Elvis was, you know, manic depressive. And then fucking, what's his name? Kurt Cobain was suicidal and all this other bullshit. It's just like, what? Oh, Billy Iger was, Eddie Edgar was fucking... Billy John Vane was, you know, they got all these fucking, like, mental illnesses, and it's just like, what? Since when? Oh, we studied his music, and we studied his chords, and the way he played that riff just kind of struck us as odd. Dude, Gen X, like, you guys just knew yourselves, and that's what pisses me off about all you fucks. You didn't give us a heads up. Like, hey, bro, you guys got mental illness headed your way. What I would do is just deal with it. Don't drink it away. Just deal with it. Just be, like, we could have been Gen X 2.0. Imagine that. You guys took all the best traits from World War II and the modern era. And you guys fucking became warriors. And what did you do when the millennials came? You were like, nah, bro, you guys do your own thing. Nah, motherfucker. You should have picked on us. You should have made fun of us. You should have fucking said, hey, man, this is what you got to look forward to. And by the way, if you decide, how about check this out? If you decide to fucking come out as retarded, and you're proud of it, and you decide to fucking create a flag based after it, like a Skittles flag or whatever, make sure to keep that quiet. We would have been like, Roger that, and then not fucking done it. But you let us fucking roam the earth like fucking retards.
Treatment for it, so they had to learn how to cope with it themselves. Medications weren't as delicate or as effective back then, and that leaves you with some very fucking interesting people. Get yourself a Gen X friend, but they'll probably just tell you to fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. How many times have I been repeating that? It's just like Gen X, like you fucked up. Like you told us to go fuck off. Dude, fuck all of you. You guys fucking suck. Fuck Gen X. I hate you guys. I'm stuck here as a millennial, dude. I'm in the wrong generation. I'm fucking stuck here. I'm stuck with these assholes. You know what my generation does? They like to start fights on the internet, record themselves on the gyms of like them working out. And then if you say something borderline racist, they're going to fucking come after you. That's my fucking generation. That's my generation in a nutshell, dude. What was your generation? Hold on. Let's go back.
So.
What song is it? The Unit with the
Heart. What? Yeah. Well, I at least know which part I'll screw up.
Fucking Nirvana, dude.
I guarantee you I will screw.
Kurt Cobain, Nirvana. How many fucking... like, just looking at them. How about this one? Something's in the Rain, right? There you go. You have better music, you had better fucking taste, better lyrics, better fucking everything, dude. Fuck all you fucking cocksuckers. I mean, that's not true. Like, we had good music, but the thing is, it's buried. What was that song? From First to Last. How about this? From First to Last. bro. I hate this song by From First to Last. How about this? From First to Last. Failure by Design. There you go. And for those of you wondering, like, why the fuck did you guys play those chords? Those jazz chords. Those chords that were like, oh my god, it sounds like fucking distortion and distress. Well, that was the reason why. It was because our fucking generation was in distress trying to figure itself the fuck out. We were in between the world of not knowing what the fuck we were going to walk into and Gen X, like, having this expectation of us. So we had no idea what we were walking into, ergo, the notes that we were playing. For those of you wondering what the fuck he's saying, he's literally talking about that generation's zeitgeist, and he's saying I'm in the midst of insecurities and with a narcissistic twist. Someone tell me that I'm amazing. Please tell me that I am cherished. That I have every reason not to be here today. That I have every reason to be here today. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me that I'm amazing. It just like, this entire song is about a guy, or not just a guy, but just a person, idolizing themselves. And dude, this was a cry out for help. Like, this was my generation's cry out for help, was a song called Failure by Designer Jeans, which was not released on the album. Like, you had to buy the underground album that was released by this band. Luckily for me, I was a fucking nerd, and I got my hands on it, and nobody else did. And somebody else released it on YouTube years ago. But this song is a cry out for fucking help. And what did Gen X do? They fucking made fun of us, and they were just like, ah, these guys are fucking idiots. Ha ha. Mirror, mirror, how amazing is my figure? And it had to deal with a summer figure. I can't remember the fucking lyrics. for those of you trying to figure out what the fuck he's screaming, he says, "You'll be the last girl on my list. Actions just a click away." And for those of you who are wondering, like, what the fuck that does any of that mean? Back in the day, when MySpace was a thing, right? Like, they had, like, your top 10 friends list. And you could literally just, like, click the chick away. Like, dude, I remember one time I had a top five. And then I removed a chick because, you know, one of my friends became one of my top best friends, and I put him as a friend, and I unclicked this chick because she and I were just not talking very much. And then she messages me like, "Why'd you remove me?" And I was like, "Well, dude, like, we never even talk, and I hate to say this, but dude, like, This guy is like one of my best friends. Like, I don't mean to remove you, but I don't even message you." And then I went from a top 5 to a top 10, and then from a top 10 to a top 15, and then from a top 15 to a top 20, and then eventually it just, like, what's the point of a fucking Facebook? Or excuse me, what's the point of a fucking MySpace? And then MySpace got replaced by Facebook. So it just grew to a point where it's just like, what the fuck am I doing here? MySpace is nothing more than just a verbal indication of what we're doing in real life. I have a top 3 of friends, and I'm vocalizing it. Whatever's in my head is what I'm vocalizing on Facebook. Or on MySpace or whatever it was at the time. For those of you wondering what he's saying, he's saying, "Please don't believe. My words are lacking, honestly." And for those of you, like, who are not in touch with that generation's verbiage, I guess, what he's saying is that, like, don't believe what I'm telling you. Because my words can't fucking describe what I'm actually trying to tell you. Listen to my actions. And then in the background, right? They keep repeating the words like, "Actions just a click away. You'll be the last girl on my list. Actions just a click away." They keep repeating that over and over and over again. And so, like, this song basically describes my generation's fucking plead for help. And what did Gen X do? Fucking make fun of us? Fucking tease us for being gay and all this other bullshit? It's just like, dude, you should have fucking stepped in. You should have beat the fuck out of us at the fucking concerts. You should have said something. You should have done something. Because look at where we're at today. "Oh, well, you know what, man? Like, we tried our best. We did our day, and did our day, our day, our day." Then you wonder why I'm upset with you. You wonder why I fucking make friends with you and I make fun of you for fucking not trying hard enough. "Well, we did our part. We fucking lived our life. Our lives turned out fine." Yeah, you want to know why? It's because the generation before you made fun of you for not being fucking strong enough. Dude, those motherfuckers used to fight Nazis. And they made fun of you for not fucking doing shit. That's what you should have made. Dude, you should have been making fun of us. Like, bro, the Nazi fighters used to make fun of us. Kick, kick, punch, punch, nudge, nudge. Hey, man, you should be doing something with your life. Be greater than us. What'd you do? create OnlyFans? Fuckers. I don't know, man. I'm upset with you guys. I don't know what to tell you. You guys fucked up. Guard your heart.